From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the Islamic State group is guilty of genocide. Speaking at the State Department Thursday, Kerry said that Islamic State, or Daesh in its Arabic acronym, was guilty of crimes against ethnic and religious minorities in both Iraq and Syria.
We know that in areas under its control, Daesh has made a systematic effort to destroy the cultural heritage of ancient communities, destroying Armenian, Syrian, Orthodox, and Roman Catholic churches, blowing up monasteries and tombs of prophets.
The genocide declaration means the United States would prosecute any Islamic State member on its soil. It does not obligate any specific American action against the terror group in Syria or Iraq, where U.S. warplanes have been striking Islamic State targets for months. The last State Department designation of genocide was in 2004 in response to murders and mass rapes in Sudan's Darfur region. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has criticized Russian President Vladimir Putin, saying that Moscow's intervention in Syria prolonged the civil war and did not help in the fight against the Islamic State. Carter made the statement to the U.S. Senate Armed Services Committee. The secretary said Russia's actions would not deter the U.S.-led coalition.
One thing is clear, though. Russia's entry into Syria didn't impact our campaign against ISIL. Along with our coalition partners, we're intensifying our campaign against ISIL in both Iraq and Syria, and will continue to do so until ISIL is dealt a lasting defeat.
Russian President Vladimir Putin announced a partial withdrawal of Russian forces Monday, saying all of his country's objectives had been achieved. This is VOA News. The United Nations is appealing to the Syrian government to provide the permits needed to send humanitarian aid convoys into besieged and hard-to-reach areas and to allow a life-saving vaccination campaign for children to go ahead. UN convoys have delivered desperately needed humanitarian assistance to more than 250,000 people living in those areas of Syria since the beginning of the year. The UN says, however, it has not received permission to enter six areas, most of them government-controlled, where hundreds of thousands of people have received no relief supplies for more than 1 year. Jan Egeland is the special advisor to the UN Special Envoy for Syria.
We are not able to get through medical personnel. We're not able to get medical assessment personnel. We're not able to do medical evacuation from besieged areas and even some hard-to-reach areas. So people are dying.
Egeland says the inability to get medical supplies and personnel into those areas could jeopardize an important national vaccination campaign. Its aim is to inoculate millions of children who are not vaccinated against deadly diseases in Syria. European leaders gathered Thursday in Brussels, Belgium, to try to work out what to do about the largest refugee migration on the continent since World War II. As Lisa Bryant reports from Paris, doubts remain about whether the EU can reach agreement with Turkey to stem the tide of migrants.
Even before the talks started in Brussels, European Council President Donald Tusk struck a negative note, saying he was more cautious than optimistic they would succeed. He said any migrant deal with Turkey must be based on three fundamental principles.
First, the agreement must be acceptable to all 28 member states. Second, the agreement must fully comply with EU and international law. And third, the agreement must effectively help to solve the migration crisis and contribute to our comprehensive strategy.
As the nations confront Europe's largest refugee crisis since World War II, the pressure is on for European leaders to stop bickering and solve the problem. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The United Nations says the death toll from Tuesday's airstrike by the Saudi-led coalition in Yemen has risen to 119. The United Nations Children Agency said Thursday 22 children are among the dead. Tuesday's airstrike on a market northwest of the capital Sana'a was the latest in a series of similar bombings by the coalition that have left hundreds of civilians dead. The market serves tens of thousands of people and was struck during the busiest time of the day. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.